concept city. At the end of the 1960s, artists began to appropriate the existing urban fabric in new ways. In 1971 to 1972, Gianni Pittana transformed a typical American suburban house into a part of the natural landscape by covering it with ice and clay. In their work for the Best BEST Corporation, James Wines and Site SITE created apparently incomplete facades and converted a parking lot into a monument by petrifying cars under a layer of asphalt. Architect and artist Gordon Matta-Clark, working in New York, advocated an architecture, a technique of subtracting rather than adding materials by taking parts from abandoned buildings.